Welcome to this episode of Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement, hosted by Lynn. I have lived as an estranged parent. I will always love my adult son and my adult daughter. And I thank them for getting me to this transformative place in my life. So join me now for my own Once Upon a Time, my story of estrangement.
Lynn, I honestly think everybody on the planet should be interviewed by you.
This is Lynn from Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement. By way of career, I am a professor, author, and entrepreneur. By way of a lived experience, I identify as an estranged parent. Let me start by saying my lived experience as an estranged parent is, without a doubt, the single most difficult experience in my lifetime. My healing journey continues, and this podcast is one step in that journey. Hello, everyone out there, and if you have not heard the first episode with Don, who is the podcast host of Beyond the Pain. He is with us as he continues his story of his estrangement with his adult son. And for those who were not with us before, Don, do you mind reintroducing yourself to our audience?
No, absolutely. And thank you for having me back again. I appreciate it. I am a 53-year-old father of three and went through some estrangement for about 2.5 years of my adult son. So he is 31 now. So
I want to segue to, because you were talking about it, and I know I've kept you for so long, and I'm going to just ask you two more questions then close.
That's
so
okay.
You're talking about the issue that instigated it and going through all of your text messages and just trying to find some kernel of what did I do? And then sometimes we think we did all of these things wrong. Then we're not sure which one of them. So I came up with this term that I call empathic estrangement. And what I see that is I would like for clinicians, therapists, life coaches, if they have our adult sons or daughters in therapy with them, I would love for coaches, therapists, psychotherapists, whatever the names and titles that are out there, would they be able to guide our adult sons and daughters to say either, hey, look, I'm just tired of you. I need a break. Or, you know what? I just need some time away. Living with you has been very triggering.
Right.
I don't really know if it needs to be kind. I don't think it should be mean, obviously.
Right.
But do you think that something, a tool such as that, that a therapist uses with our adult son or daughter would be helpful for us as estranged parents?
Oh, I think it would be very helpful. Unfortunately, I have heard on more than one occasion with the people in my group that, at least from what they're told, and again, there's two or three or four sides to every story, but they're told a lot of times by the therapist, let me back up, the adult child is told a lot of times by their therapist, well, that sounds like a toxic relationship, you should get out of it, and just encourages them to cut off. Now, I've always been of the opinion that if it's ever been really, I mean, and I don't know if you can define mentally abusive exactly, but definitely physically abusive or sexually abusive, that's completely different. Mental abuse is hard, I think. I'm not a therapist, but I think it's hard just because everybody has a different view of what a mental abuse is. Is that, I mean, my youngest daughter, she used to say all the time, and she probably still would. She's off in college, but she used to say all the time, I always yell at her. Mm-hmm. Well, I could count on one hand the times I've truly yelled, like raised my voice and yelled at her. Mm-hmm. We just weren't like that with her. With our other ones, yeah, he could have seen that a lot, but you know, but with her, we weren't. So it was like, okay, wait a minute. You're 16, 17, 18 years old, and I always yell at you? Really? Mm-hmm. So it's hard to think what their definition of mental abuse might be. And then are they also, you know, them and their friends, or how they're teaching them in school or in college? The I can't remember the word, but indoctrinating them into certain ideas and behaviors. Mm. So how does that play into it? I don't know, but yeah, I mean, I think that, like I said, any of those three are off the table, really. But beyond that, just have a be able to be a grown up and say, hey, Dad, you ticked me off.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it was 10 years ago, you ticked me off.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have a conversation. And I can apologize if I think I need to apologize. Or I can apologize for you feeling that way and I didn't mean to make you feel that, whatever. But just nothing. And then for therapists to encourage that. And I'm sure not all of them do, mm-hmm. but there are a number of them that do, is just awful. So I think it would be a great tool to have them at least mention, hey, mm-hmm. maybe you should think about communicating. You don't have to see them. You don't have to call them. You could write an old-fashioned letter spew out all the things you want and start a dialogue. But it's never going to change until, you know, we tell people in our group all the time, you can reach out as many times as you want to, but until they're ready, mm-hmm. for whatever ready is for them, until they're ready, it's not going to happen. You can't guilt them into it, because that's mm-hmm. not going to work. I tried. mm-hmm. But
yeah.
You just can't make them do it. You could make them do stuff when they were living at home and they were a teenager. What makes you think you can do that now?
But they're adults now.
Right.
Yes. So. It's a totally different story. Mm-hmm. And I loved your response to the empathic estrangement. And I have heard stories like that. Yeah. Obviously, I don't know that firsthand. I've heard stories from my parent group. And that is what really led me to come up with that term, is if we can have that tool, it would just give us something yeah. to go on. And maybe that becomes the bridge that we work from to build that relationship with our son or daughter.
More with estranged father Donald Stott on the next episode of Once Upon a Time from Storybook to Estrangement with Lynn. Once Upon a Time from Storybook to Estrangement are my own stories of my lived experience. This is not intended for counseling, therapy, medical care, or crisis care. Thank you for joining us. Until next time. Each estrangement journey begins with honesty, hope, and healing. Please join us again on the next episode of Once Upon a Time from Storybook to Estrangement.